Shalom Avracha, we're starting the second Mizmor of Moshe Rabbeinu, Tzadik Galav Yosef Seisei Elyon. We have talked about this much. We'll just review it again. The Yosef Seisei Elyon is specifically referring to the Nekud of Bitochen, to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect us from every type of tzor that could be in the world. And what protects us? Yosef Seisei Elyon, if I put myself in the position that I feel I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then B'tzel Shaka Yisloina, then I will be under the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way we achieve the protection of Hashem. A Jew who constantly pays attention that I'm not living in my world, I'm living in Hashem's world. I appreciate everything I have. I get up in the morning, I thank Hashem that I'm alive, my family's alive, my body's working. I thank Hashem that I have food to eat, I have a house to live in. I thank Hashem for the Torah mitzvahs He gives, which is everything we say in the brachas in the morning, but pay attention to it. I am transforming myself from being like the rest of the physical world that's just living in this physical world, which is very limited in its power and its ability and its goodness, no matter how beautiful it is, it's very limited, to bring myself into the unlimited world of goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and may the unlimited protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that this mizmah, we say it on Shabbos morning. We mentioned before that even though this is early in the Mizmor Tehillim, but on Shabbos we wait till the daytime to say it. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that really, Shabbos is such a holy day, such a time that we live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Jew is supposed to feel that. From the day Shabbos comes in to the day it finishes, I become totally subordinate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not doing any malachas, I'm not producing anything. Just sitting back and enjoying the beautiful world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when I eat my food, and that's time eating, I'm eating a suda l'chvoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every suda is l'kovod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thanking Hashem for every little thing I'm eating in the suda. It's a gift from Hashem. My smiris, I feel happy that Baruch Hashem, I'm the chosen nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same with my tefillas, l'imei toiv and ma'isim toiv. And that's what Shabbos is all about. For Be'etzem, like we say in the beginning of Shabbos, we say, we don't say Shoyim Amo Yisrael Lo'ad, the last bracha before Shemoneh Esrei. We usually say Hashem should watch over us. And in Shabbos we say, Poyre Suka Shom Aleinu. The Shabbos itself is a protecting tent over Klal Yisrael. So, Betzin, there should be really no need to say Yeshu B'Seisra on Shabbos, because Shabbos itself is the protection. The fact that on Shabbos I recognize that I'm in B'Tzel Shakai, I'm in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, under His auspices and jurisdiction, that protects me. So the question is, why by Shabbos morning do we do say it? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says a chiddush. He says, if all the Jewish people would really have this clear, we wouldn't say Yosef B'Seisra. We don't need it. Shabbos protects. But unfortunately, since there are segments of Klal Yisrael that are not showing Shabbos properly, whether Chamon Lislam, the Bechal not showing Shabbos, or even people that are not doing Melachot, but they don't feel that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shabbos, so that in itself causes a lack of that natural protection of Shabbos, and therefore in the morning we do say the Yosef B'Seisra, because we want Hashem, we want Shabbos to be a day of Menucha, to have peace of mind and rest. And the two ways of doing it, if all of Klal Yisrael and we focus on the concept of Shabbos, that's what Shabbos is. V'sel Shaka Yisloina, I'm dwelling with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then in Echanami. That in itself is a protection. But the reason why we say Shabbos morning is to further that protection, even if we're not zeicha from the Shabbos itself. I'll call upon him through our tefillas, we should have a protection. That's the sort of all the protections in life. The more a person feels that I'm not running the show, Hashem's running the show, that brings us protection. And as we'll see, the mizmah protects us from natural calamities, it protects us from our enemies. It's Hashem, we should be zeicha to realize that we don't have to be afraid of anybody or anything, only of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we nurture our keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we really feel it, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see Siyat HaShemaya, above the laws of nature, that will protect us. Like it says, if you say Yosef B'Seisra B'Kavona, you don't need ammunition. Ammunition is called in Hebrew Kli Zayin, and the letter Zayin does not appear in the Torah Yosef B'Seisra, because this is our non-conventional ammunition that we have, which is more powerful, more protective than anything else. And Baruch Hashem, we see a Klal Yisrael And much of Klal Yisrael is being mischazik, and that brings us protection. We should be zeichet to full protection of every Jew wherever he is, always.